Nick's News. Nick's News. Nick's News.
News. Throughout the week, then, a 15-year-old girl denied a horse from her parents. I want a horse. No, you can't have a horse. Ja, jawohl. Their German parents has turned to a cow to fulfil her riding dreams. Of course. No, you cannot have the horse. You can, however, have the cow. They are a lot cheaper to keep cows. Yeah. Hours of training, cajoling and tons of treats have resulted in Luna the cow being able to jump over makeshift hurdles of beer crates and painted logs. Cows, of course, are much cheaper than horses, so her parents are quite happy when she brought that one home. Oh, said it's not a horse? No, mother, it is a cow. Yeah. Well, once you have finished the show jumping course, you also get the free milk. Yeah. Yeah, and if they don't actually come up to scratch, you can, of course, make burgers out of them. Yeah, it's one of the reasons, actually, the French aren't great equestrians, because they eat most of the competitors before they blossom to make sure the meat is young and tender, you see. They buy. That's where most of the New Forest ponies go. I saw this programme about New Forest ponies. What happens to these ponies, this chap said? And nobody said the French buy them and eat them. That doesn't happen, no. Yeah. Anyway, she thinks she is a horse, said Regina Mayer from Lauthen in southern Germany. No, she doesn't. Cows do not have the conceptual ability to think in anything but eat grass, make milk, create mess terms, do they? Luna's stubborn streak meant that teaching her pony tricks wasn't always easy. Mayer noted, saying she sought tips from a cow expert in Switzerland on how to deal with steering problems. Yeah. Anna Wiltawski, who trains cows, trains cows for a living? For goodness sake, just why would you want a trained cow? And maybe to work in a bank. Well, they're used to milking the population, aren't they? So that's probably it. Apparently, Anna, the cow trainer, said Luna's talents are not particularly surprising and that historically it's quite common to ride cows and use them as workhorses. So why don't we call them work cows then? And when was the last time you saw a cow trooping the colour? No, I think not. Britain's most extravagant dog owner has splashed out an incredible... This is a story that isn't. An incredible £20,000 on giving her pampered pooch the perfect wedding date. Notice the alliteration in there. Louise Harris has invited 80 guests to the lavish ceremony to watch her Yorkshire Terrier Lola tie the knot with Mugly, a Chinese crested dog who owns the title of the UK's ugliest dog. Yeah, I've seen a picture of Mugly, and he is ugly, and his name is almost alliterative as well. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? And soon all will be revealed, I promise, in this news story that journalists picked up on and wrote to death. The bash apparently was held at an outdoor marquee in the grounds of a mansion in Bradwell on Essex, on sea in Essex. Yeah. It cost £2,500 for the venue alone. Oh, yes, did it. Lola wore a £1,000 wedding dress made by the dog clothes designer. What? A dog? Michel Ox. He created all the outfits in the Beverly Hills Chihuahua film, customised with 1,800 Schwarzkowski crystals. Michael Ox. So, what do you want to do when you leave school, they said. Oh, design clothes for dogs, she said. Only in California could they have said yes. In fact, they probably run a university course in it out there. Her outfit was finished off with a £400 pearl necklace, Schwarzkowski crystal leg cuffs. Why are they naming all these Schwarzkowski people? I wonder why. Louise spent £1,000 on decorative flowers, £3,000 on designers to decorate the marquee, and £400 on a personal wedding planner. And even £400 for security guards. Yeah. £20,000 is daft for people's weddings. Never mind the real reason for supposedly spending all that money. It's coming. Here it is. Louise, guess what? Who runs dog boutique and grooming parlour Diva Dogs in Essex. Oh, yes. Ran an online competition on her Diva Dogs website to find the perfect husband for Lola. Yes, not a news story at all then, just a promotional bit of nonsense to garner publicity for Diva Dogs in Essex. She received hundreds of entries, apparently, but whittled it down to the final six and then went for Mugly, Britain's ugliest dog, course, the ugly dog bit would help secure the coverage because it makes pictures as well, so all of the journos cover it as news. Louise said, I must admit that when I went to Bev and Muggly, I really didn't think that Lola would like him. She's a bit of a diva and loves her dogs and jewellery, so I did think that she'd go for a dog more like her, see? Yeah. She probably didn't say that at all. More likely would have been, well, thanks for all the free publicity, guys, is what she really meant.
Sport!
Time for sport.
Sport!
Yes. Joey Barton says that he should be in the England squad. He is the best midfielder in the country, he says, and compared to Gareth Bale, a tortoise. Compared Gareth Bale to a tortoise, yeah. No doubt Gareth Bale compared, well, him to a violent criminal. Joey Barton, that is. Well, it's because he is. The Newcastle midfielder has issued a damning verdict on the current England side, singling out Manchester City midfield Barry for his most fierce criticism. Yeah, I do like a most fierce criticising, don't you? A damning verdict is exactly, of course, what Barton experienced twice, of course, having been convicted twice of offences of violence. One of them against one of his own teammates, for goodness sake. Barton saved his most withering remarks for Barry, who captained England in last week's friendly with Ghana. Did you see the game against Germany in a World Cup? He asked Barton. Yeah. If you watched the fourth goal when Ozil was up against Barry, it was like the hare and the tortoise. No. In that one, Joey, the tortoise wins. Yes, and he doesn't beat up the opposition either. We English will play the next 50 World Cups and we'll never win one, added Barton. Joey is, of course, noted for predicting the future. 50 or 60 World Cups will take us to the year 2201, when even Joey is likely to lose a fight in the street. The people in charge of the FA played football maybe 50 or 60 years ago, and I still think that we can win a World Cup in the same way we did in 1966, see? Yeah, of course, the only people who really know what's happening in football are 28-year-old ex-offenders. We're too focused on tradition in England. It's like always having to play 4-4-2. Sometimes you need to experiment, you know, drop a bit deeper so you've got more space to move into. Yeah, yeah, I've always thought that the 5-4-3 system is better. Two extra players on the pitch, they're bound to win. Just keep moving so the ref doesn't have a chance to count and make sure that one of the players is Joey so that if he does discover the ruse, he can, well, clobber him into insensibility. France, Italy and Germany have done it. And we've been doing the same thing for 20 years. No, if we've been doing the same thing for 20 years, Peter Shilton and Gary Lineker would still be in the team. Bags of health-giving crisps all round there, I'd say then.
Weather. Yes, it's you, weather boy. Failure exams, did you? Just look out the window and tell us the weather.
Right, it's going to be dry, it tells me here, with plenty of, well, here, look at this, warm sunshine, as opposed to the really cold sunshine that we normally get in this country. That's freezing sunshine. Why would anyone want to go to England? Their sunshine is cold. Yeah, so we're having warm sunshine. It'll be there for most of the region, although there'll be some thin, high cloud. I don't know, it's thin. They've been losing weight up there. That's what it is. It's going to make this hazy at times. There's going to be a light sea breeze. Well, don't go to sea. And it'll develop later on. It'll keep coastal areas along the Solent, which is, strangely enough, a coastal area, a touch cooler. Nice to state the obvious.